This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel is quite pleasant today. Bright skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with mild temperatures offering a perfect day for outdoor activities. In Haifa, there are some clouds, but it's still comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, earlier this hour, widespread alarms sounded in Western Galilee due to concerns of UAV infiltration, despite a ceasefire with Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports just in that IDF fighters are improvising solutions to the drone threat in southern Lebanon by deploying nets to capture them. Also this hour, JNS reports that the Israeli Navy intercepted a Gaza flotilla hundreds of miles from the Strip. The Foreign Ministry says activists are now peacefully heading to Israel. Separately, Axios informs us from earlier today that former President Trump advised Netanyahu to limit strikes to surgical ones in Lebanon, as the ceasefire shows signs of faltering. And finally, JTA reports that an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry amid rising tensions with the Christian community there. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24News_EN shared initial reports an hour ago indicating a car in northern Israel was hit by a drone launched by Hezbollah from Lebanon, from Omdim Beyachad, a social activist group. They posted earlier today criticizing former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett for excluding Arabs from a proposed government coalition, emphasizing the need for genuine togetherness and hope. Memory reports, monitoring Middle Eastern media, shared remarks from Fahd al-Shalemi warning that Iran seeks nuclear weapons and aims to control religious cities, reflecting a messianic ideology. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Western Galilee. Earlier this hour, alarms were triggered due to the potential infiltration of UAVs from Lebanon. This comes despite a ceasefire, with Hezbollah reportedly continuing to launch threats towards northern settlements. According to Walla, this raises concerns over the sustainability of the ceasefire and the safety of civilians in the area. Turning to the IDF's response to drone threats, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that IDF forces on the ground are using nets to intercept drones from southern Lebanon. A senior officer noted that the danger was anticipated, highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by military personnel in adapting to new threats. This improvisation underscores the need for enhanced defense measures. Meanwhile, in maritime developments, the Israeli Navy stopped a flotilla from Gaza earlier today. As reported by JNS, about 175 activists are now en route to Israel after interception. This action reflects ongoing tensions and the complexity of naval security operations in the region. In political commentary, Axios reported former President Trump advised Prime Minister Netanyahu to focus on precise military actions in Lebanon. This advice comes amid a shaky ceasefire, suggesting international interest in minimizing civilian impact and maintaining diplomatic pressure. Finally, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem has caused significant concern. JTA reports this incident is seen as part of growing hostility towards Christians in the city. Hebrew University highlighted the troubling trend, emphasizing the need for interfaith dialogue and protection of minority communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that moving up in your job could lead to a pay cut. Hundreds of professionals reveal a 13% salary reduction even with internal promotions. Separately, CTEC announces Yoni Greifman joins Qumra Capital as a partner. The former Intel and Uber executive will strengthen the Israeli growth stage VC firm. And finally, Ynet Business details a new push for Aliyah. Israel offers new immigrants a 0% income tax rate, aiming to attract Jews worldwide to settle in the country. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.